mornings. I'm Chris Oakes, and coming up today, could have seen this coming. Operators of those popular buy now, pay later programs say losses are mounting as more consumers fall behind on their commitments, and the system is set up to make it difficult to get back on track. Also this morning, happening around town, it's time once again to rally in the alley, the downtown party to kick off your summer weekends. We'll get a preview. And that's a wrap. We say goodbye to a friend and colleague as longtime Findlay broadcast executive Dave Glass calls it a career. This is the Good Mornings Podcast Edition for Thursday, May 29th, 2025. The Memorial Tournament begins today in Dublin, outside of Columbus. Jack Nicholson's big PGA tournament, always a big happening in the state of Ohio. The Memorial brings a big economic boost to the city of Dublin and central Ohio in general. First round gets underway at Muirfield Village Golf Club this morning. This kind of interesting. A study that was done several years ago found that the event generates at least $35 million for that local economy there in central Ohio. And that was several years ago, so more than likely quite a bit higher at this point. And if you if you want to be part of the fun, but you don't have tickets to the tournament itself, Four Fest is happening at Bridge Park in Dublin tomorrow and Saturday. It is a free event open to the public and will include live music, a drone show, interactive games, and more. So if you are so inclined, check that out. Big sports happening in central Ohio beginning today. They will tee off. I don't know if you care about this or not, but I'll pass it along. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a new strain of COVID-19 that is responsible for a large surge in China has now arrived in the U.S. It is an Omicron variant known as NB181. All right. It has been detected through airport screening programs for international travelers. The first cases showed up in late March and early April, producing symptoms similar to earlier COVID strains. So nothing new. It is not doing anything that they didn't expect in terms of the way it makes people sick and, you know, all of that. The CDC says a handful of cases have been confirmed in New York, California, Rhode Island, Virginia, Washington, Hawaii, and, yes, Ohio. So that's why I bring it up. It has been detected here in the Buckeye State. If you care. In the interest of completeness, I will point it out. Some of the most interesting and buzzworthy stories to get your Thursday morning started here. This is kind of interesting. The latest WalletHub study. They do a lot of different studies on the best of this and the worst places for that and, you know, all of this. Their latest ranking is the top place, the top places to raise a family in 2025. Top places to raise a family. And they look at the, is like 182 of the largest cities across the country that they use for their lists. And at the very top of the list of top places to raise a family in 2025, Fremont, California, which is in the Bay Area. And it is number one. They say that Fremont has achieved a rare balance of affordability and quality. Now, affordability in the Bay Area of California is a relative term. But I guess once they take average salary and they subtract out all of the average living expenses, you are left with a fair amount of money to live on. And that's how they, I guess, calculate affordability. I mean, it costs a lot to live in the Bay Area, but people make a lot of money there too. So anyway, Fremont, California, number one. Beyond that, other standout locations include Overland Park, Kansas, South Burlington, Vermont, and Plano, Texas. They are all communities excelling in economic stability, low crime rates, entertainment opportunities for the family, and exceptional schools. The top Ohio city on the list, because I know you were curious, Columbus at number 72 overall. 72 nationally, number one in Ohio. That is followed by Cincinnati at 96th. Akron at number 159. Akron, really? Okay. Toledo is at number 171. And Cleveland is 180th out of 182 on the list. So Toledo and Cleveland right there near the bottom, but Cleveland in the bottom three ahead of only Detroit and Memphis at the very bottom of the list. So make of that what you will. Again, they go down to number 182 in terms of biggest cities, largest communities all across the country. So they typically, and most of these lists, like this one, don't go far enough to get down to like Findlay and places our size. But generally speaking, they're not real high on Northwest Ohio, with Toledo at number 171. So, give that what you will. Speaking of quality of life, though, how about this ranking? Yelp is out with their list of the top 25 fast food burger chains in the United States. We love our fast food burgers. And California-based In-N-Out is claiming the top spot, the top burger chain, fast food burger chain in America, In-N-Out Burger. And I don't know if you've ever had In-N-Out. They have them out west. California is where they're headquartered. They have, usually when I go to Vegas, I will make it a point to enjoy an In-N-Out, because you can't get them around here. And it's kind of a delicacy in that respect. But it's one of those regional chains that people are very, I guess the people who love them are really passionate about that. But In-N-Out is number one. The ranking is based on Yelp reviews, highlights the nation's favorite burger spots from iconic staples to emerging brands. In-N-Out has consistently impressed customers with its classic offerings, including the fan favorite Double Double. Despite expanding eastward, the brand has yet to open a location in New York or really anywhere east. I think Colorado is the furthest east that they have opened. So places like New York, Chicago, and so on, bigger cities further east than that, will sometimes smuggle in burgers from California. There's like a whole underworld In-N-Out smuggling operation that goes on. Rounding out the top five, Habit Burger and Grill, which I've never heard of. Shake Shack, and we do have those. That's kind of like the East Coast answer to In-N-Out, Shake Shack. I think they're based in New York, and they have gradually, I guess, expanded. There are some Shake Shack locations in Ohio. So that's number three on the list. Culver's is number four, Midwest staple. Islands Fine Burgers and Drinks round out the top five. And again, never heard of it, so I don't know anything. Five Guys was seventh on the list. We have one of those here locally. McDonald's was actually 17th in the top 25. McDonald's was 17th, and Steak and Shake was at number 25, the bottom of the list. Not the worst, necessarily. There are certainly more than 25 fast food burger chains out there, but Steak and Shake was at number 25, so just barely made the list in there. Number 25. And lastly here, among the first things that you need to know before you have that burger, that double-double today, consider this. A comprehensive study out of Finland tracked over 23,000 adults for up to 35 years. This has been going on. And they have now released their results, challenging the notion that it is too late to start losing weight once you reach your 40s. The research revealed that individuals who shed pounds in middle age saw a 48% lower risk of developing chronic diseases and a 19% reduced mortality rate in the following decades. Notably, the weight loss did not need to be drastic. The average participant in this huge study lost just 6.5% of their body weight, or roughly 13 pounds for a 200-pound individual. So it's not like you're, you know, being asked to shed 50, 60, 70 pounds or anything. Like, just 6.5% of your body weight, roughly 13 pounds for a 200-pound individual, and you can see some significant improvement in your overall health. So something to keep in mind if you are in middle age and you think there's no point to even bothering to try and lose weight. Ah, but there is. So stick to it. Little motivation for you there, because it will pay off. Some of the most interesting and buzzworthy stories to get your Thursday morning started.
WFIN News, I'm Matt Demchek. Your WTOL 11 weather. Partly sunny today with a high around 70, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-50s. The Missing Persons Working Group that the governor's office formed earlier this year is coming up with recommendations.
The biggest priority seems to be universal standards when it comes to missing children. Under the group's counsel, DeWine wants to codify criteria for when and how missing child alerts are used. The governor also wants the alert to become automated, which would trigger a notification to all necessary law enforcement partners, improving multi-agency coordination. The goal is more urgency and better communication in those critical early hours when a minor is first reported missing.
ONN's Jay Crawford reporting. The Findlay Police Department invites families to join them for their annual Bicycle Rodeo, a free community event designed to promote bicycle safety and a healthy lifestyle.
This year's event will host a series of different bike courses and educational activities. We'll also be giving away free bicycle helmets, bicycle licenses.
Officer Brian White says the event is tailored for children ages 4 to 12, but all are welcome to attend. Youth participants will enjoy a variety of fun and educational activities, including interactive children's games, exciting prize giveaways, and bicycle safety stations, where children will learn and practice safe riding skills on road and obstacle courses. Get more details about the Findlay Police Department's upcoming bicycle rodeo in this story on our website. The Kiwanis Club of Findlay has announced its 2025 scholarship recipients. The six students are from Findlay, Liberty Benton, Van Buren, McComb, and Corey Rawson. Scholarships are awarded based upon a combination of financial need, academic success, extracurriculars, and community involvement. Get more details on the scholarship recipients and the Findlay Kiwanis Club scholarship program that was established in 1974 in honor of Fred Brooklocker in the story on our website. Remember, you can always get more news online at WFIN.com.
I don't know if you happen to see this story in the news. Klarna is the latest buy now, pay later platform to report a growing number of consumers are having trouble keeping up with their short-term loans. Their numbers show a 17% increase in losses year over year, and overall, about 4 in 10 buy now, pay later users have been late with their payments over the past year. Paul Oster is American's credit repair man, founder of credit repair firm Better Qualified. Paul, this can't be a shock, right? I mean, we could have seen this coming.
Chris, I've been shouting it from the rooftops. As soon as this industry really started to take a hold, we saw the impact immediately with our clients, right? And we're just a very, very small microcosm of all the consumers. But it was written on the wall day one. I don't know. The industry, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. Why would consumers need a different loan and resource other than the credit cards they already have? The reason is they're maxed out on those credit cards.
Yeah, well,
they didn't have any more room.
Or you've got the fact that buy now, pay later customers tend to be younger and less affluent, so fewer resources to make those payments, and maybe they don't even qualify for traditional credit products, which means they're a higher risk to begin with.
Yeah, and here's some anecdotal evidence also. As where the economy is as a whole, consumers are starting to drown for sure. We've been treading water for years. Mm-hmm. Now we're starting to drown. Inflation interest rates. It's like the perfect storm. Take this big event that they just had, Coachella, right? You know that a majority of the tickets and people were paying for the goods and services at the event with buy now, pay later programs like Klarna.
Yeah.
That is, you know, and that crowd has a tendency to be, you know, younger for sure, but certainly not, you know, on the lower scale of the socioeconomic status. So this is becoming nationwide for sure.
And compounding all of that, when I look at these programs, I have to question if they are set up for people to fail in the first place. I mean, they advertise these as interest-free payment plans. So if people aren't paying late fees, how are companies like Klarna making money?
Yeah, well, they They're banking on the fact that you're not going to be able to pay this off. And these are short-term installment loans. And most people, they have great intentions. They think they're going to be able to do it, but they're doing mental math in order to figure it out. And that doesn't always go so well. So the industry itself, you just said it spot on. They're betting on the fact they're going to make their money on people who can't pay the loan off in time. And then they're going to get whacked with 29% interest rates.
I know that this is billed as sort of the modern day alternative to the simple layaway programs of the past. In fact, a lot of retailers have done away with layaway programs because these have appeared. They're using this instead. But the problem is, I mean, back then, if you didn't make your payments, the store simply put the merchandise back on the shelf. You might have been out a little money, but that was the end of it. Now, if you miss a payment, you still have the merchandise, so they're coming after you.
Yep, and this is a catch-22. It's both good and bad, but the legislators are forcing the issue that this industry now be regulated and tied to the credit card industry, which it should be. So all these numbers that are coming in on consumer debt and stuff right now doesn't really include these buy now, pay later schemes. So the average consumer is even worse off than what we're seeing, and they're going to tie it together. But that also comes with your credit rating, because now if these plans get reported to the credit bureaus, it is going to be a credit killer for sure, which will then wind up costing them that much more money for every other financial transaction in their life.
So, you know, while we're kind of hammering the buy now, pay later industry, I do need to ask, are there any benefits at all to these programs? And I mean, is there any time when you would, if not recommend them, at least not necessarily be opposed to someone utilizing this option?
Absolutely. So if you've done something more than just mental math, if you've actually created a budget, and it should be short-term and long-term household budget, let's face it, most of our households have the same transactions as a small company. So who's your CFO? Who's watching the clock and making sure that we're going to have enough gas left in the tank so we don't crash? So if you've done that, if you've gone through a budget and you could say, look, I can definitely pay this off in this short period of time, you're going to save money on interest. So this is great for someone who's disciplined. This is great for someone who may have had some other credit issues in the past, because these buy now, pay later plans are also much easier to get approved for. So if you need to make an emergency purchase, not something you want, but something you and your family needs right now, and you can buy it online and use one of these payment plans, then it's a great thing. But just like everything else, the reality is, look, it's the same thing that happened with credit cards. Let's remember, they started as charge cards. You had to pay it off in full. You had 30 days.
Yeah.
That was a 30-day budget. You had a 30-day budget. This is a couple of months, but the reality is, as soon as the banks figured out, well, hey, we can let Chris carry a small balance on these cards, you know, for months after, he doesn't have to pay us off in full.
Yeah.
We'll give him credit, and we're going to charge him accordingly. Modern day, look at this. 29% interest rate. The average person is carrying over $6,000 in credit card debt. Here's a staggering, staggering way to look at this. If you have $5,000, $6,000 on credit card debt and you only make the minimum payment, it will take you over 20 years to pay off $6,000, and you're going to wind up paying $15,000.
And just to expand on what you were saying earlier, people who are turning to buy now, pay later because they're already maxed out on their credit cards are just compounding that problem, making it that much worse.
Exactly. So who do I pay? When do I pay it? You know, it's like pick and choose, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Mm-hmm. But the reality is if you miss a credit card payment now, so if you're 30 days late, the bank credit card company reports that to the credit bureaus. A 30-day late payment, especially for the younger generation, they don't have as long credit history. It's just impossible for them to have the same credit history as I do, right? I'm 55.
Right.
So a 30-day late payment for someone, you know, in that generation, it could easily cost them 50 points, maybe up to 100 points off their credit score again, which then might knock them out of the box. They can't get approved for another car. They can't get approved to buy a car. They can't get approved for a mortgage. And if they do, it's going to cost them that much more money.
Right.
Roll student loans on the top of this whole thing. Let's not forget, we have about 10 million student loan borrowers who are in late stage delinquency.
Yeah.
They're going to default. They're now being sent to collections. That's another 10 million people who are going to get knocked out of the box to get approved for financing. And, you know, again, maybe they can't buy a car. This will have a really, really negative impact on the U.S. economy as a whole.
Yeah. So real quickly, as we mentioned at the outset, the numbers show about 4 in 10 buy now, pay later users have been late with their payments in the past year. Speaking to those individuals who may already be trapped in this, how does one get out of the debt cycle?
You have to sit down. You have to be disciplined. You can't bury your head in the sand. Come up with a financial game plan. And you don't have to get crazy here, Chris. It's a numbers game. But most people don't know the numbers. So there's all sorts of free softwares out there. If you want to go online, use the free apps that are out there and plug your numbers in. Figure out where the money's going to come from. Because unless you can borrow it from a friend, a family member, it's going to come from cutting expenses. Again, most people have no idea at the end of the month, where did all my money go? Well, you stop at a convenience store on the way to and from work every day. That's $5, $10 a day, easy, every single day times 20 work days. That's a couple $100. We've spoken about this before. We're a nation of subscriptions, Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, Prime, This Music, Xbox, Roblox. So the average household is now well over $200 in subscriptions. Mm-hmm. So cut some of these subscriptions until you're out of credit card debt or you can pay off these buy now, pay later plans. You have to figure out where the money's going to come from, and it's going to come from cutting expenses.
Again, Paul Oster is American's credit repair man, founder of the credit repair firm Better Qualified, talking to those who have found themselves in over their heads, if you will, these buy now, pay later programs and the pitfalls that go along with them. Paul, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me back on. Have a great day, Chris.
It is time once again to rally in the alley. The downtown party to kick off your summer weekends begins tomorrow and continues right on through the summer. Doug Jenkins with the Findlay Hancock County Chamber of Commerce is with us this morning. And this is a pretty good lineup this summer.
It's good. It's a nice, compact. We got all the favorite players coming
Hard
back.
I believe that we're kicking off the summer this weekend. Already.
I know.
Here we are.
We're all prepared for it. Like I told you before we went on the air. We're prepared. We're ready to go. Yeah. I still can't quite believe that the first one is tomorrow.
100 Proof is the featured band.
Yeah.
This opening weekend or this opening party tomorrow evening.
Yeah, we added them to the lineup a couple of years ago. They've been a great addition to it. I think the crowd really likes them. We all enjoy them, and they get you going. It'll be a great way to kick it off.
And you've got snacks, some, I'm going to say food. It's not, full dining experience.
It's definitely not a meal.
But yeah, it's, finger foods and and stuff from Culver's this time around.
Yeah, that's right. So each week that we have Rally during the summer, there's a different area restaurant that provides some snacks. It'll be Culver's doing their pretzel bites.
Okay.
That's what we have to get. We have to make sure we got to keep the cheese sauce warm. We'll have the cheese sauce, too, for you.
There you go.
So that's it, a little snack to get you going.
And, of course, plenty of beverages to cool you off, both cool you off and also to, kick off the weekend.
Yeah, Hempy Water providing the water, Beer Co. providing, the beer. Mm-hmm. And, but we're really excited to get everybody back together. Now we just need the weather to cooperate.
Yeah,
looks all right tomorrow night.
It does. Hopefully, we'll cross our fingers. Last time I looked at the forecast, it was looking okay.
Yeah.
So, and for those that don't know, Rally in the Alley is each Friday, pretty much each Friday through the summer, at Latham Courtyard.
That's right, right downtown, right next to the glass block building in downtown Findlay. And it's all ages too. So you come down after work, if you want to bring the family down, you can do that as well.
Yeah. We mentioned there are libations, but it's not an 21 and over crowd.
No, not at all. A lot of people bring their kids around. Mm-hmm. It's family friendly. Heck Reynolds does a great job of setting that place up for us. They've got the tent for the band, which mm-hmm. the band appreciates, especially when it starts to get hot. But all the tables with the umbrellas and everything. So, even when it starts to get hotter out in the summer, you can stay a little cooler with that.
Just a terrific way of kicking off the weekend. And each week there's a different band. As you mentioned, there's a different restaurant that'll provide some snacks and so on. Do we want to run through the schedule?
Let's do it.
So the first one is tomorrow, and then it's a couple of weeks. We'll be back June 13th.
That's right, because the in-between week is Boogie, so we never go against Boogie, so that's going on. And then we come back the 13th with that G-String Jettison or GSJ. They were just added last year. We had a lot of fun with them, so happy to have them back. Tongue and Groove is a perennial favorite, so they're on a couple times, first on the June 20th. Hypnotics on the 27th will be off on July 4th, then Spoiled Rotten on July 11th, the Reunion Band on July 18th, and then wrap it up with Tongue and Groove again on July 25th.
Okay, and thanks to, as you mentioned, the restaurants for providing the food, Culver's this time, then Logan's, the Fern, the Hancock Hotel, the end of June, Heavenly Pizza. That's good stuff. That'll be on July 11th, Main Street Deli and Arcade.
They get a long way to go. They have to cross the street with their food.
and Sodexo on the 25th of July to wrap up the series. So, kudos to all of the restaurants for jumping on board. And
we really appreciate it. It helps give a taste of Findlay. It brings people to downtown, let them experience downtown Findlay, kick off the weekend the right way. Really just highlight the community and everything that we have to offer.
Absolutely. And we would be remiss if we didn't thank the sponsors who make it happen.
Yeah.
An awful lot of folks who have a hand in putting all of this together.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this year we changed it up a little bit, so where we have three co-sponsors each week. It's a very popular event, so people want to be here. We just haven't had room, so we changed it up. So we have three sponsors each week. So tomorrow night will be Taylor Automotive Family, Millstream Area Credit Union, and Ralph's Joy of Living.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to have them on. And then later in the year, I can go down the whole list if you want me. All right. It's a lengthy list with three on each one now.
We need to thank everyone.
Most definitely.
Don't want to leave anyone out.
Then we've got Key Realty, the Keller Team, RCR Technology Solutions, Extreme Flooring Solutions, Fifth Third Bank, Flag City Mortar, Flag City Morning Rotary, easy for me to say, Spectrum Eye Care, which might be where I need to go so I can read this better, Tom Hyatt's Plumbing and Excavating, Impact Credit Union, MNJ Technologies, they were really excited to get on board, Loan Depot, the Hilton Garden Inn, Adeline Powered by Proforma, the Hancock Federal Credit Union, Oral and Facial Surgery Incorporated, Dr. Bradley Gregory, Ark Insurance, Whitman Title Security, come out and say hi to Jeff. He'll be there shaking hands,
mm-hmm.
If you can imagine. Kuba Dermatology and First National Bank.
Yeah.
And those are just the weekly sponsors. Of course, Fast Signs of Findlay helps us with their signs. The radio stations here, you guys are great in helping us promote that. Heck Rentals.
Yeah, you mentioned Heck Rentals.
Yeah.
And all of that. So, again, make your plans for each Friday, and it begins right after work.
That's right. 5 to 8. So it's, you know, not a rager into the night, just a good way to kick off your evening. So
absolutely.
5 to 8 Fridays in downtown Findlay.
And again, Latham Courtyard, if you're not sure exactly where that is, just follow the music.
That's a great point.
You'll be able to find it. Follow the crowd on Friday evenings beginning tomorrow evening. One of the other things, while we have you here, want to mention that we've got coming up, that you guys have coming up with the Agribusiness Committee.
Yes.
Here in a couple of weeks, the Farmer Share Breakfast.
That is correct.
So let's mention this, and I know when we get a little bit closer, we'll talk more about it. But the Farmer's Share Breakfast, what is this?
So that is a way that we sort of kind of highlight everything going on in the local agriculture community. So we get an update from the OSU Ag Extension. We give scholarships away to area kids who are going into an ag-related field. And then the OSU Ag Extension also honors their Hall of Fame recipients. New this year is we're going to move the Small Business Ag Enterprise Award winner to that presentation and out of the Small Business Awards, because during the Small Business Awards in October, well, that's harvest season.
They're out there in the fields.
Yeah. We may or may not have had to threaten to kidnap the winner to get them to show up because they're busy, and that's understandable.
Right.
So we're going to move that there. So it's a great celebration of all things Hancock County agriculture. It's coming up June 12th. You can buy your tickets online this year for the first time. So all you need to do is go to the Findlay Hancock County Chamber of Commerce website, which is findlayhancockchamber.com. It's in the events section.
Okay.
It's real easy to register there.
All right. And the date on that is?
June 12th. Doors open at 7.
Okay.
At the old Millstream Center.
Yeah. Farmer's Share Breakfast is right around the corner, and I know that's always really well attended, and everybody is invited. As we mentioned, it's a celebration of Hancock County agriculture, our biggest economic sector here locally, but it is open to all.
Yes.
So,
and with it being at the old Millstream Center, there's room for
plenty of
400.
Room.
Not back. You remember the Brueggemann Lodge days?
Yeah, yeah.
There's not little, quite 400 people
tight,
in there.
Little tight, but it'll be a lot of fun. So circle that date on your calendar. And Rally of the Alley, that is free.
That is free for the community. The beer is, that's the only thing you would need to purchase. But water is free there. The snacks are free. And it's great entertainment for free.
Right. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Again, Doug Jenkins with the Hancock County, Findlay Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks very much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me in.
You're listening to Good Mornings with Chris Oaks on 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and 95.5 FM.
We interrupt this program to bring you a broken news alert.
The city of Tulsa, Oklahoma has hired a company to retrieve abandoned shopping carts that have been left all around the city. The company, since December, Cart Repo, is the name of the company, Cart Repo, has collected over 1,900 shopping carts from 40 different locations near stores around the city of Tulsa, with a majority coming from Walmart. So, the people take the shopping carts and then they will leave them wherever. And so this company, Cart Repo, has collected all of these carts from 40 different stores. The majority coming from Walmart. The city has paid $100,000 for the services of Cart Repo, and the company then attempts to resell the collected carts back to the original retailers at a reduced price, like $15 or $20 per cart, compared to the cost of a new shopping cart to replace the cart. It costs about $150. If you've ever wondered how much a shopping cart costs, about $150. So it's quite the deal, you would think. But while some retailers have agreed to buy back their carts, others have been reluctant, arguing that the carts were stolen from them in the first place. Why should they have to buy them back? Which certainly makes sense. They're our carts. They were illegally stolen. Why should we have to buy them back? So anyway, most of the companies have declined to pay for their own carts. And this has resulted in the city actually losing money because they are billed $15 per cart collected, but then they are not recouping the full cost because the carts are not being bought back by the original retailers. And so the city now has 1,900 shopping carts on their hands that they don't know what to do with. They are now considering their options on how to handle the carts that have not been bought back. I think you can file this one under the category of sounded like a good idea at the time. You know who's got a sweet deal in this whole thing? Cart Repo, the company. They're making money one way or the other, but what is the city going to do with a bunch of abandoned shopping carts on their hands? Okay. Sell them for scrap, I guess? I don't know. Let's see here. What else is going on in the broken news, the odd and unusual side of the headlines in Wisconsin, Washington County, Wisconsin? Some sheriff's deputies probably wish that this little piggy had stayed home. Facebook post. The Washington County Sheriff's Office details a call that they recently got to corral a loose pig that had escaped from a local farm. After a brief pursuit through a quiet subdivision, one deputy had to lasso the suspect like a county fair champion, according to the post. The pig still managed to eke away, took a dip in a ditch. They actually had to call a front-end loader to get the pig out of the ditch in the next phase of the rescue operation. Eventually, the pig was returned to its farm and placed in a more secure pen so it wouldn't get out again. It is unclear whether the little piggy ended up crying wee, wee, wee all the way home. All right. Yeah, that was kind of weak. Let's see. You ever go on vacation and take a tour boat ride? You know, there's tour boats and, beach locales and all of that. They have them everywhere. Well, one tour boat operator is now being accused of faking his credentials. Authorities say 61-year-old Jeffrey Scott Worthen was involved in a snorkeling accident that injured 10 people back in 2022, and he is now facing federal charges, claiming that he stole personal identifying information to fake his credentials as a licensed tour boat operator, and apparently had been doing this for more than a decade. He's worked on tour boats from Hawaii to Alaska since the late 1990s. A lot more than just a decade, apparently. He is accused of stealing the identities of a boat captain, a business owner, and even an ex-girlfriend in order to make fake federal credentials that allowed him to get jobs on the tour boats. He is charged with fraud and identity theft. Yikes. I mean, of all of the things that you could do criminally, why that? Why faking a credential to be a tour boat operator? I mean, I'm sure it's a long process, long drawn out process. But, yeah. Okay. This is kind of a cool story out of St. Louis. Story with a happy ending. An abandoned puppy is recovering after it had to be revived with Narcan earlier this week. St. Louis, Missouri. It happened as a woman in her 30s was being treated at a hospital when healthcare workers noticed her 10-week-old dog was, or I guess first responders came to her home, and before they, as they were putting her in the ambulance to transport her to the hospital, they noticed her 10-week-old dog was showing signs of drug overdose as well. And so the opioid antidote, Narcan, was administered to the puppy, and the puppy is going to be fine. Well, that's really quick thinking, and kudos to the first responders there. By the way, the woman, the owner of the puppy, was arrested on charges including animal abuse. But it's a story with a happy ending for the puppy. That's cool. Oh, kudos there. And finally, in the broken news this morning, every day, you know how every day there has to be some story that causes us to be worried or fearful, you know, the world is going to end, we're all going to die kind of story, society is doomed. Here is today's doom and gloom item. And this one is a good one. Researchers have discovered that at least three, not one, not two, but three sizable asteroids, each ranging from 300 to 1,300 feet in diameter, pose a potential threat to Earth. I kid you not. Three asteroids pose a potential threat to Earth. These space rocks follow unstable orbits that bring them dangerously close to our planet. And their proximity to Venus, they're actually in orbit around Venus, but the orbit is very unstable, and the proximity to Venus makes them nearly impossible to detect due to the sun's glare. So the people that monitor these things from outer space that could threaten Earth can't see them because they're basically staring right into the sun, and we can't see them coming. In the worst-case scenario, impact with Earth could release energy a million times greater than the nuclear bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. A million times greater than that. And again, we can't see them coming because the sun is blinding the vision that it would take to know if we were being threatened. The researchers suggest that a space probe be positioned near Venus to monitor the asteroids. I would think that would be a good idea. I think I would be on board with that. That is our doom and gloom story. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. These asteroids, we can't see them coming. Man. So there you go, a little cheery news there. That is today's broken news report, an update on the odd and unusual side of the headlines. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
The Hancock Sports Hall of Fame golf outing is Friday, June 27th at Hillcrest Golf Club in Findlay. Register at HancockHOF.com under the events tab. Registration fee is $300 per team or $75 per person. Proceeds from the outing benefit the Hancock Sports Hall of Fame, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The Hancock Sports Hall of Fame golf outing, Friday, June 27th at Hillcrest. Register at HancockHOF.com. This message provided by WFIN.
And now your daily download, the numbers behind the news and the statistics that shape our lives. Summer is the season of outdoor living, and a recent survey of 2,000 homeowners finds a growing number of people are fully embracing that, maximizing their outdoor living. Two-thirds of homeowners say they plan to spend more time outdoors this year compared to last. Two-thirds going to be spending more time outdoors this year. On average, they expect to spend 11.7 hours per week outside. 11.7 hours per week. That is a 22% increase from last year when we spent an average of 9.6 hours outdoors. 4 in 10 respondents have firm plans to renovate the exterior of their homes this year. Topping the list of desired projects, landscaping, and upgrade our landscaping. 34% said that's on the project list. 25% are putting in a new patio or deck. 25% are upgrading the outdoor lighting so we can enjoy those outdoor spaces well into the evening. Homeowners estimate their dream backyards are 45% complete at this point on average. So we're not quite halfway to where we want our backyard oasis to be, but we're getting there. Only 10% are satisfied with their current outdoor spaces. So just about all of us want to do something to improve our backyard. 41% of respondents plan to focus on developing backyard sanctuaries this year. I don't know what that means. That really could mean anything, right? Developing a backyard sanctuary. But a couple of other projects that would help create that backyard sanctuary. 38% want to add fire pits and outdoor heating for those nights when it still gets a little bit chilly, or maybe enjoying those outdoor spaces a little bit deeper into the season, into the fall, and maybe even year-round. And 37%, I thought this was kind of interesting, 37% say they want to make their backyard spaces more private. We don't want all of the riffraff from the rest of the neighborhood looking in. What is a big day here at the old Radio Ranch? As we say goodbye to a friend and colleague, longtime Findlay Broadcast executive Dave Glass is calling it a career. And we finally getting rid of him after 40-some-odd years. So what you came to, well, at that time, WHMQ.
It was,
and
yeah.
WFIN. Yeah. Yeah. Just the two stations,
right.
As program director.
Yeah, I did.
And
it was
on air
September of 81.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very long after that that you were elevated to the C-suite.
Yeah, that's where the that's where the climb began.
And took over as broadcast director of broadcast. The broadcast division
somewhere,
for the publishing company.
Somewhere in
so
there.
So at the time, of course, talk about all of the big changes in this company over the years. I mean, we now have the three stations, and WFIN has both an AM and an FM signal. So, you know, four different
right.
signals here,
right.
And you know, the Courier has been sold off, so a different company in that respect as well.
Right. Yeah, that
changes.
Happened in 19, right?
Yeah, a lot of changes in this.
I had no idea this many people were excited about my departure.
Well, we all just want to make sure that you're actually leaving.
I'm leaving?
That's the
well. Kurt hasn't asked for the key yet.
Here's the thing. Tomorrow is, tomorrow is your actual last day, right?
Well, I think.
But are you actually going to show up? Because, I mean, why would you?
I asked the same question.
Well, I mean, why would you? I mean, what are they going to do? Fire
Holman,
you?
Holman asked me to come in and do some work for him.
They have him scrubbing the floors, I think.
Somebody's got it.
I did think it was kind of ironic. We made Dave the employee of the month for his final month.
About
so
time.
He got the
by the
really,
dumpster.
Really nice parking space right by the dumpster.
Thanks, Mike.
Anyway, I mean, so many different changes and things.
Yeah.
What's been the biggest thing over the past 40 years?
Whoa. Just the opportunity to do not only radio, community radio, but the different things. We've had a chance of bringing two communities together, I think, because of the Hemingers' ownership of Columbus, Indiana, and Philly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there were some neat opportunities that came my way in 92 when President 41 Bush was here, and I had a chance to introduce him, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he shook my hand. He says, "Young man, you have a nice voice." And met Marlon Fitzwater, for those folks that have been around. He was carrying the boot, but you know, a lot of that kind of stuff. But I think at the end of the day, it's what I've always said. Local broadcasters do noble work.
When did you know that this was going to be the last stop?
Oh, a long time ago. You know, Carrie and I kind of decided we wanted to stay here, so I had to try to do something. And, you know, Kurt and I have been doing this stuff really together for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, the opportunity was great. I think of Kurt Kay, who I reported to for a long, long time, and, of course, I think about Ed a lot. But when you think of Carl and Kurt, and I think about Meg, so, you know, the future is bright.
You have, over the course of those 44 years, been responsible for just about every major change in terms of the broadcast landscape here locally. You brought me to Findlay, so clearly not every decision was a winner.
Twice.
But
Bill Rice, how many times?
So, you know, you leave us in a terrific spot, and Kurt has some very big shoes to fill, and no socks to fill.
no socks.
It turns out. But we thank you for
you're welcome.
For everything.
You're welcome.
And it's been a real pleasure. And Mayor Christina Mern is here.
Yeah. So as Dave, you did a great job keeping your calm and staying focused while everyone was marching into this room. So right now. In and right outside of the studio, we have the whole team.
The whole crew.
And, you know, I think Dave has been such a great part of this community. And one of the great things about today and tomorrow, he's leaving this organization, but not the community. And I am sure we are going to find many other ways to get him involved.
I was actually wondering that. That was one of the questions that I wanted to ask, because we're also getting the news that Elon Musk is leaving the Doge team. So are you really retiring, or is there going to be another announcement?
Mayor, do you have an opening for a Doge?
Dave, you are always welcome on the team. It's just going to be unpaid. So I am here to present a proclamation. When Kurt reached out and was saying, hey, you know, can we recognize Dave and just, you know, send a nice message or something? And I said, well, I think we need a formal proclamation because you have left such a great impact. And so I'm going to read. And as I like to tell folks, proclamations are not always super exciting because they're just a lot of words and stats and information, but they're extremely important because they're celebrating what our community cares about and the great things going on here. So, whereas Dave Glass began his distinguished broadcast career in Belle Fountain, Ohio in 1979 with brief but meaningful stops in Columbus and Toledo before joining Finley Publishing Company in September 1981 as the morning show host and program director of WHMQ, now known as WKXA. And whereas Dave's leadership and vision quickly became evident, resulting in his promotion to director of corporate broadcast communications in 1990, where he skillfully oversaw broadcast operations in both Finley, Ohio, and Columbus, Indiana. Dave continued to rise through the ranks, becoming president of FPC's broadcast division in 2004, earning a seat on the FPC board of directors in 2014, and ultimately ascending to the role of president and CEO of FPC in 2023. And whereas Dave has been a steadfast champion for Greater Finley and Hancock County communities for more than four decades, not only through his professional achievements, but through his deep and abiding commitment to public service. And whereas Dave has given generously of his time and talents as a member of Finley Rotary Club since 1991 and has made a lasting impact through his leadership roles within Ohio Association of Broadcasters, including serving as on the board of directors, executive committee, and as president. And whereas throughout his 44-year career with FPC, Dave has emceed well over 1,000 community events, guided FPC's radio operations through waves of technological innovation, and remained a consistent and passionate advocate for local media, local voices, and local values. And whereas Dave's commitment to both professional and personal excellence is reflected in the support of his beloved wife, Carrie, and their family, including son Eric and daughter-in-law Sam. Now, therefore, I, Christine M. Mern, Mayor of the City of Finley, Ohio, do hereby proclaim May 30th, 2025 as Dave Glass Day in Finley, Ohio, in recognition of a lifetime of leadership, service, and unwavering commitment to the betterment of our community. We thank Dave Glass for his many contributions and wish him continued success and happiness in all of his endeavors. Congratulations, Dave.
Speech.
So it's tomorrow? Do I get a key?
Well, you know, you could borrow the key card for a couple of days if you want.
That's the modern day equivalent.
No, that's not the key I wanted.
It just comes with a lot of paperwork and signatures. So,
thank you, Mayor. That's very sweet. Very nice. Much appreciated.
No, we're excited to have you and appreciate the legacy that you have instilled and the generation of leaders that you continue to mentor. So
well, it's home. Grateful. So we'll still be around.
Yeah.
What do you, you know, what's next?
What's next? Well, I'm taking my dinner, or my son and his lovely wife, Sam, out to dinner tonight. This is, tomorrow is Carrie's birthday.
Oh.
So we kind of, you know, scheduled all this. But then I got to figure out what I'm doing Monday. I did buy a lawnmower.
You've got your honey-do list?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you know, Finley is home and a lot of great friends in Columbus, Indiana. So We're gonna enjoy a variety of things, and I hope that something jumps in my way that will be purposeful. Right. I really do.
Well, Dave, thank you very much, and congratulations on what a wonderful career, and we certainly would not be where we are today without you. You will be much missed. I think I can safely say that your leadership, your friendship will be missed, but it's good to know that we'll still be seeing you every now and then.
Carry on. Around town. All good. Thank you very much.
Guys, thank you very much. And Mayor Mern, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it. Big round of applause for the time broadcast executive Dave Glass, calling it a career. And with that, we finish up our podcast for today. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program, of course. Remember, you can get more information about all of the topics that we talk about each and every day on the show at our webpage, that is goodmornings.net, where you can also connect with us on social media, sign up for our daily email newsletter, and more. Again, goodmornings.net. And if you're a regular listener to the podcast, we'd appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform to help others find the show as well. So until tomorrow morning, that is Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, go on out and make it a good day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow to finish up the week.